Where queer inclusion and accessibility meet. 8 standout destinations redefining travel in Europe and Asia. Where inclusivity meets accessibility, and every traveler belongs. Travel should feel like a possibility, but for many 2SLGBTQIA+ travelers, especially those of us navigating the world with accessibility needs, it often begins with something else entirely. Questions, considerations, calculations that many other travelers never have to think about. Is it safe? Will I be able to move through the space with ease? Will I be welcomed as I am, or expected to adjust, explain, or hide parts of myself? These are not barriers. They are realities, and they deserve to be acknowledged. At the same time, something is shifting. Across Europe and Asia, there are destinations beginning to understand that inclusion is not a trend, it is a responsibility. That accessibility is not a feature, it is a foundation. And that queer travelers are not looking for special treatment, just the opportunity to experience the world fully and freely. This guide is not about perfect places. It is about real ones. Places where progress is happening, where movement is possible, and where travel starts to feel less like something you have to manage and more like something you truly get to experience. ES, Barcelona, Spain. Barcelona is one of Europe's most vibrant and expressive cities, where queer culture is not just accepted, it is celebrated. From the lively streets of Eixample, often referred to as Gay Eixample, to the coastal energy of nearby Sitges, this region offers both community and freedom of expression. What I appreciate about Barcelona is that it offers both vibrancy and accessibility, which do not always go hand in hand in historic European destinations. There has been a real effort put into making parts of the city more inclusive. Accessible beaches, wider sidewalks, and improvements in public transit are all steps in the right direction. That said, like many older cities, it's a mix. Some areas feel seamless, while others require a bit more planning and patience. If you approach Barcelona with intention, choosing the right neighborhood, pacing your days, and being mindful of heat and terrain, it becomes a place where you can move through the city and actually enjoy it, not just manage it. Helpful tips. Stay in Eixample for flatter streets and easier navigation. Use accessible taxis when metro access is limited. Plan around heat and fatigue, especially in peak summer months. NL, Amsterdam, Netherlands. Amsterdam feels different in a way that's hard to fully explain until you're there. There's a quiet ease to it. Queer identity does not feel like something separate or highlighted. It simply exists. That alone can be incredibly freeing. From an accessibility standpoint, the flat landscape makes a noticeable difference. You're not constantly navigating hills or uneven inclines, which allows for a more relaxed pace of travel. Public transit in Amsterdam is more accommodating than in many European cities, though the city's historic nature still shows up in the form of cobblestones and narrow walkways. It's a city where a bit of planning goes a long way. Choosing where you stay and how you move through the city can completely shape your experience, but when it works, it really works. Helpful tips. Choose central accommodations for easier access. Book accessible canal tours ahead of time. Map routes to avoid heavy cobblestone areas. IS, Reykjavik, Iceland. Reykjavik offers something many travelers do not realize they need until they experience it, a sense of calm. There's no pressure to find the queer space here, because inclusion is already woven into the culture. That creates a different kind of travel experience, one that feels less performative and more natural. Accessibility extends beyond the city itself. Many tours are designed with inclusion in mind, and there is a noticeable effort to accommodate different mobility needs in places like geothermal spas and guided excursions. What stands out most is how the environment invites you to slow down, take things in, and move at your own pace. And for many travelers, that in itself is a form of accessibility. Helpful tips. Book accessible tours early. Consider adapted vehicles for flexibility. Be mindful of weather conditions and their impact on mobility. JP, Tokyo, Japan. Tokyo is often described as overwhelming, and in some ways it can be, but it is also one of the most structured, organized, and reliable cities in the world. That structure creates a level of predictability that can be incredibly supportive, especially for travelers with mobility needs or those who benefit from clear systems and routines. The queer scene here is more subtle than in many Western cities, but it exists and it is growing. What Tokyo may lack in outward expression, it makes up for in safety and consistency. Accessibility is where the city truly stands out. Elevators, tactile paving, and staff support are integrated into the transit system in a way that feels intentional, not like an afterthought. It's a city that asks you to adapt slightly, but in return, it offers a sense of security that many travelers are looking for. Helpful tips: use station assistance services when needed. Stay near major transit hubs. Allow extra time to avoid sensory overload during peak hours. TW, Taipei, Taiwan. Taipei holds a unique place in this conversation, and honestly, in my heart, it represents progress in a way that is both visible and meaningful. As the first country in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage, Taiwan has set a tone for inclusion that is reflected throughout the city. Pride is not just an event here, it's part of the identity of the destination. Accessibility is also thoughtfully integrated. The MRT system is clean, efficient, and easy to navigate, with features that support a wide range of needs. What makes Taipei stand out is its balance. It feels approachable, welcoming, and structured enough to support travelers who may be navigating both queerness and accessibility at the same time. Helpful tips: stay near MRT stations for easy navigation. Focus on Taipei for the most accessible experience. Ideal for first-time travelers to Asia. TH, Bangkok. Bangkok is bold in all the ways that make it memorable. It's vibrant, layered, and full of energy. The queer community here is visible and celebrated, particularly in areas where nightlife and culture intersect. But Bangkok also asks something of you. It asks you to plan. Accessibility exists, especially in newer developments, transit systems, and hotels, but sadly, it's not consistent across the entire city. That contrast can be felt quickly. With preparation, choosing where you stay, how you move through the city, and how you pace your days, Bangkok becomes a place that can be both exciting and manageable. It's not about doing everything, it's about doing what works for you. Helpful tips: stay in newer districts for better accessibility. Use rideshare or private transport. Plan for rest and pacing throughout the day. PT, Lisbon, Portugal. Lisbon feels warm in a way that goes beyond the weather. It's a city that feels inviting, open, and full of character. But it's also a city built on hills, and those hills matter. Accessibility here is less about infrastructure and more about strategy. Where you stay, how you move, and how you plan your day will shape your experience more than almost anything else. When approached thoughtfully, Lisbon offers something really special: a slower pace, a sense of connection, and a reminder that travel doesn't always have to be fast to be meaningful. Helpful tips: stay centrally to minimize travel. Use transport options instead of walking hills. Pace your days intentionally.
MT, Vilna, Malta.
Malta is often overlooked, but it shouldn't be. It's one of the strongest countries in Europe when it comes to LGBTQ+ rights, and that commitment shows. Valletta offers a different kind of experience: smaller, quieter, and more intentional. It's a place where you can take your time and not feel like you're missing out. Accessibility is still evolving, particularly in historic areas, but there's movement in the right direction. Newer accommodations and spaces are becoming more inclusive, and the slower pace of the destination can actually make it more manageable for many travelers. Helpful tips: book accessible accommodations early. Stay in modern areas when possible. Embrace a slower pace of travel. Accessibility is not always about what can be seen. For many travelers, the experience of moving through a destination is also shaped by energy, overstimulation, chronic pain, anxiety, fatigue, and the need for flexibility along the way. traveling with non-visible disabilities throughout Europe and Asia. Not all disabilities are visible, but they are always experienced. For travelers with non-visible disabilities, including chronic illness, neurodivergence, PTSD, or fatigue-related conditions, travel can bring challenges that are often overlooked. Those challenges are not always physical. They can be about energy, overstimulation, unpredictability, and the need for flexibility along the way. Across Europe and Asia, awareness is growing, but it's not always consistent. That makes preparation an important part of the journey. Planning for energy, not just logistics, can change everything. Knowing when to pause, where to step away, and how to support yourself throughout the day is just as important as choosing the destination itself. Travel should not require you to push through discomfort or ignore your needs. It should meet you where you are.